How to Kill a Mockingbird. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. How to kill a mockingbird. Now, who wants to kill a mockingbird? How to kill an adult. How to kill an older person. How to kill a person who is aging. How to kill a person to get rid of them. Now, none of us would ever admit to doing such a thing like that. That's not really a very nice thing to do. But we all do it. We all go around doing our darndest to kill people. We say, kill them with kindness. We say, kill them with love. We say, the best way to get rid of an employee is to take away their work, and pretty soon they have nothing to do, and they'll either quit or they'll try to find out what's going on. Or, when you have an elderly person in your home, in your life, and that elderly person slows down in doing things, and you are not too happy because you're accustomed to having them doing things and doing things well and doing things in a very adequate way, and now all of a sudden they're doing things slower. And so you think to yourself, well, I guess I'm burdening them too much. I'll take away some of their responsibilities. I'll take away some of their things. And as I notice that they're not doing things well, I'll tell them, hey, you're not doing things still well. I'm going to have to take that away from you. You're not doing this job or that job around the house very well. I'll have to take that away from you. Or you're careless, or you're clumsy, or you have dropitis. Ah, yes, how often have we had those experiences with people we love? And then people say, well, doesn't she help around the house? And, you know, well, she's sort of careless, she's sort of clumsy, so I don't ask her to do too much because I don't want her to break things up. I don't want her to feel that she can't do it. Well, one of the best ways to kill a person is to take away all of their joy in living. Take away all of their delight in doing things. Just because a person gets older doesn't mean they lose their wisdom, they lose their creativity, they lose their desire to be effective and happy citizens in the family. Not at all. As a person grows older, they presumably have more wisdom, they presumably have more experiences in life, and they presumably got to where they are because they were wise and because they did many wonderful things. However, we want to be nice to these older people, and so we take away the responsibilities, and pretty soon there's just nothing for them to do, so we kill them. We kill them by taking away their desire to live. We kill them by taking away their feeling of worth, feeling of value in the society or in their family or in the world. We kill them by taking away all of the desire to be who they are. Wonderful, desirable, fantastic people. Now you say, well, no. But you do. Every time you tell a person that they're not doing something well, or you're not happy with what they've done, or they're clumsy, or they're getting old, or they're senile, or in any way belittling their ability, you are killing them. But I have to tell them when they're messing up. I have to tell them. Why? Why do you have to tell them when they're messing up? Why not do it the same way you would do with a child? When a child messes up, you don't say, you messed up. What you do, you say to them, now, I would like to have it done this way. And to do it this way means we have to do that. Now, would you like to do that for me? I'd really appreciate it if you would. And lo and behold, the person who was losing their sensitivities or being demented is not at all that way. Merely they had not thought about it. Merely they were thoughtless and doing something, as we all are from time to time. And as people age, they sometimes feel that they are less valuable and less important in the world. And they feel that they are less useful. And of course, they are less useful because we take away their usefulness. And we don't praise anything that they do, because naturally, they've always done it that way. They've always done it well. Now is the time to begin praising all of the things they've always done well. To begin praising all of the things that they do, that they've always done in a very artistic and creative and imaginative way. I have so many friends over the years who were reaching up into their years. Many years ago, it was just the 50s and 60s and 70s. Now it's the 80s and the 90s and the 100s. And as they would reach into these years, these declining years over the hill, so to speak, they would do things that were clumsy. They would not have the same energy. They would have aches and pains that they never had in their life. They would have all sorts of things, because as they were growing up, as they were aging, they did things with their bodies that were not harmonious for their body. They ate foods that were not salubrious to their body. They did activities that were not beneficial. They stretched their body. They ached their body. They didn't love their body. They didn't bless their body and like their body in every possible way. And they used they used their hand as a hammer oftentimes in slamming on something. They did all sorts of crazy and silly things. And then they wonder why they have arthritis and rheumatism, why they have all these things. But what they've done, if they've messed up their inner systems. Now, I'm not saying this as a finality thing. I'm just saying this as a conditional thing. Now, thoughts are things, and they can start putting thoughts in motion. All my body is functioning in perfect harmony. All my body is functioning in perfect harmony. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every function of my body operates perfectly. I was talking to a practitioner last night, and the practitioner said to me, as they noticed my dog was sort of slow in getting up and walking with one leg sort of not as harmonious as the other three. And the person said, what's the matter with the dog? 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 A practitioner saying, what's the matter with the dog? A practitioner saying, what's the matter with the... Can you see how family members and business members and people of the world look at other people and judge them? What's the matter with them? Instead of saying, hey, I see you whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of your body is whole and perfect. You're fantastic! You're fantastic! You're fantastic! And get all emotional about it. Get all up high about it, and so delightful about it. Yeah. And share those vibrations. So that then the Rex would walk out happy and harmonious, no problem. But no, he walked out with his little limp, and he got as much mileage out of it as he could, and then when he noticed no one else was giving him any attention about it, then he forgot about it, and he walked normally. Now, was the experience that he had quite real in his body? Oh, yeah. Was it something that said to him, hey, you're treating your body wrong, ha, 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 yeah. You're sleeping on the concrete pavement and you're going, getting yourself all wet and letting yourself dry out normally because you want to stay cool and so forth. And this is not good for your body. It causes these various illnesses in your body. No, it doesn't. Those things don't. The doctors report to us so powerfully now that when we have a muffler, when we have a hat, when we have goulashes and boots and what have you, to keep our feet dry and to keep our head dry and to keep our neck warm, that these are totally unnecessary. That they are not what bring us colds or bring us illnesses. What brings us colds and illnesses when our immune system is down. And our immune system is inside of us, and it is not something that is developed by vitamins and minerals and things like that. Our immune system is developed by our thoughts. Now, they say that these vitamins and these minerals develop the immune system, and that does that and that. And there are people with perfect vitamin systems and perfect things who have their immune system out of whack, all because their thoughts were out of whack. And so it is with the elderly. If we can treat them, perhaps, like little children, not disrespectful, and remembering that little children did better when they were complimented, little children did well when they were appreciated, and when the little insignificant things that kids do, if you say how wonderful they are, wow, they soar into more and more wonderful things. The same is true for grandma and grandpa. The same is true for auntie and uncle. The same is true for all of these people in our world who might have gray on the top, or no gray, but they might be getting old. Yes? Same is true for junior and sis when they are 8, 10, 12, 18, 20, 30, 40 years old, all the time. They want to be treated as a little child wants to be treated. They want to be appreciated. They want to be loved. They want to be respected. They want to be honored in all the things they do. Well now, can we do that with the aged people in our world? And the aged are anything from zero to infinity, you know. Age is not a matter of years. Age is a matter of attitude. And when we can keep the attitude of our children, our pets, our adults, ourselves, our world, in perfect harmony, in perfect right action, my, how grand that is, and how exciting that is, and how they will live truly a long, long, long and wonderful life. Now, who do you have in your family, in your world, that you have thought they were getting a little senile? What happened to President Reagan? The minute he stopped living his dynamic, vital life in which he was doing everything under the sun and being the top of everything he did and being the best, even though he was a B-movie actor, he was great and everybody loved him. When he stopped, when he retired, when his term of office as President of the United States ended, he just stepped right into Alzheimer's. He just stepped right into a disease that had nothing to do with anything except no longer being appreciated, no longer being needed, no longer being wanted, no longer having a place. And he just fell into it because his wife, who loved him very dearly, took over all the responsibilities of the home and of the house, and his staff took over all the responsibilities, and he had all sorts of people guarding him from the Secret Service because he had been president, and all of these things, and there was nothing more for him to live for. This happens to most of our presidents ex, because they have nothing more to live for. Only Jimmy Carter is going on like gangbusters. Jimmy Carter long ago was president. And before he was president, he ran a good business. When he finished his presidency, he continued running a good business. But then he began to give his life away. He began to involve himself in volunteer activities. He began to involve himself in activities that he understood and that were something that he could participate in. And both he and his wife were building houses for the needy. One house here, one house there, insignificant. With their billions of dollars, how many houses did they give away to the needy and not say a thing about it, and not have any credit for it, and not have any tax deduction for it? Oh yes, Jimmy Carter will go on forever. And even when he moves along to another dimension, his attitude and his charisma and his magic will continue. And as a president, he was okay, no great shakes, but he wasn't bad. He was good. He had values, and he lived according to them. But he did not have great drives like many presidents have. And because of he didn't have these great drives, he was not remembered as a president who left its mark on the world in the way of efficient presidency. But he left his mark on the world as a man, as a human being, as a person who had integrity and still has integrity and lives it from his heart to his soul. This is what we want to encourage all the elderly people in our world, all the people who we feel are messing up, all the people that we feel we cannot count on. Let's start counting on them. Let's start believing in them. Let's start believing in ourselves. Let's start recognizing that all this works out in divine order. That's wonderful. It really is wonderful. Enjoy and know that as you do this, you'll stop killing a mockingbird and you'll start encouraging it to live dynamically, beautifully, gently, beneficially to all the world, and especially to itself. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.